Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are taking a look at the issue for the week of June 18th, 2012, starting with a cover story on investment in the U.S. Gulf. U.S.-based ExxonMobil Chemical's announcement of a new 1.5 million metric ton per year cracker in Baytown, Texas by 2016 brings the growing tally of new U.S. ethylene capacity announcements to 33% of existing capacity. ExxonMobil's new ethane cracker on the U.S. Gulf Coast will provide ethylene feedstock for two new 650,000 metric ton per year high-performance polyethylene lines at the company's nearby Mont Belvieu plastics plant. The world-class project, due to start up in 2016, will include premium product facilities at the integrated Baytown complex and capitalize on the North American shale gas boom, according to the company. Then we have a special petrochemical feature looking at the construction boom going on in the Middle East, especially with petrochemicals. In an effort towards job creation, there is a flurry of construction going on in the Middle East, with the majority centered around petrochemical and polymer projects. An additional 21.175 million metric tons a year of announced ethylene capacity is projected to come online in the Middle East by 2018, including such countries as Algeria, Egypt, and Iran, based on analysis by ISIS. The Saudi government's national industrial strategy aims to greatly develop and diversify the economy by 2020, with objectives to expand manufacturing from 11% to 20% of GDP, double Saudi industrial employment from 15% to 30%, increase industrial exports from 18% to 35%, and double the proportion of technology-based manufactured products from 30% to 60%. But the largest project underway in the region is the $20 billion Sadara Chemical Venture. In 2011, U.S.-based Dow Chemical and Saudi Aramco formed the Sadara Joint Venture to be built in Jubail Industrial City. Then the quarterly update on mergers and acquisitions has some troubling news. The outlook for global chemical mergers and acquisitions, or M&A, is mixed, as deal activity has slowed considerably in 2012 amid the evolving Eurozone debt crisis, slowing economic growth in China, and the struggling U.S. recovery. The chemical M&A market is eerily quiet, as concerns about Europe's debt crisis is dampening activity. One investment banker says people are worried about Europe. That tops the list of why we're not seeing as much deal activity this year. Then, in our regularly scheduled columns, we look at how Pennsylvania plans a tax credit program to entice ethylene producers to set up plants. Tom Corbett, the governor of Pennsylvania, is proposing that Shell Chemicals and any future ethylene producers in the state could each receive up to $66 million a year for a total of $1.65 billion in tax credits. The proposal comes as states in the Northeast U.S. compete to attract petroleum producers, which, in turn, are interested in the growing supplies of natural gas liquids in the Marcellus Shale and other formations in the region. Meanwhile, in the naphtha market, price fundamentals for U.S. Gulf naphtha have diverged from Asia and Europe because U.S. heavy naphtha's primary demand comes from the refining sector, not the petrochemical industry. Ethane is the usual ethylene feedstock in the U.S. As the U.S. driving season ramps up following the Memorial Day holiday late in May, gasoline demand traditionally increases, which boosts demand for naphtha. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICE is Chemical Business, the best guide to the petrochemical industry you can find. Subscribe today. Thanks for listening and have a great night.